Right now, Wisconsin has lots of beautiful cities, towns, and villages, but if you had to choose just one to call the most picturesque, the most beautiful, what would it be? Architectural Digest magazine recently weighed in by naming the prettiest towns in every state. The winner in Wisconsin was Bailey's Harbor on the Lake Michigan side of Door County. We want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Do you want to back their play and say, yeah, Bailey's Harbor? Or do you have a different choice for the prettiest town in Wisconsin? Whether it's your hometown or someplace you travel, which place has impressed you the most? What makes it scenic and special? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kevin Revelinsky is also known as the Mad Traveler. He's written 15 books, including Backroads and Byways of Wisconsin. He's with us in the studio. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
Well, there we have it. Architectural Digest says Bailey's Harbor is the state's prettiest. Tell us a little bit about Bailey's Harbor and the case it could be on that list.
Yeah, it certainly would qualify in any short list, I think, of beautiful towns in Wisconsin. As you said, it's on Lake Michigan. It's protected by sort of a crescent moon bay that faces to the south. So they do get the sunrise in the morning. It's located on Wisconsin 57. So the highway kind of goes right through town there, and it's lined with bed and breakfasts, a few inns, good restaurants. It's a tourist destination, but they like to call it the quiet side of the peninsula. If there is such a thing, it's a very busy place in summer. But I would say it's beautiful. And the article you mentioned said that they were rating things on rich in architecture and also a nature element. So I think the lake qualifies for that.
And then spreading out from Bailey's Harbor, I mean, there's a lot going on in Door County.
Right.
If people want that nearby scenery, even if it isn't quite in the town limits there.
Yeah, and just outside of town is Ridges Sanctuary, which is a really nice natural park for, hiking. And they've got range lights, which is the duet of lighthouses. And also just north of there, Cana Island Lighthouse.
And do you think there are other places in Door County itself that might be at the top of people's lists?
I'm thinking Fish Creek was waking up a little bit annoyed by the article.
Right.
They're on the other side,
I did see, I can't remember who it was, somebody else had a top 10 list of Wisconsin picturesque towns. Fish Creek was on that one.
Sure.
Bailey's Harbor wasn't. So I don't know if there's a feud brewing. Yeah,
or they're just taking turns. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, one of them gets the sunrise, one of them gets the sunset. You can enjoy both. They're only about 10 minutes apart. So
now it's tough in Wisconsin, right? Because in some ways you're comparing apples and oranges. In addition to the architecture, which they were talking about, I mean, do you want a Lake Michigan view, a Green Bay view, Lake Superior, a river, the Mississippi River? There's like so many different ways to categorize Wisconsin's prettiest cities.
Yeah, and the other one that often gets mentioned is Bayfield, and that's on another Great Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, obviously very beautiful. But what about something like Mineral Point, which is not on a lake, but and not even in the middle of the forest, but it's an historical town. It's got old buildings, thriving art scene, restaurants, a brewery. That certainly would qualify. Or New Glarus, very beautiful Swiss-themed town. That's unusual, something that you don't see anywhere else in the state, really. Well, Monroe might argue with that, but okay.
Yeah, are there things that you look for? I mean, you've traveled a lot, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and you're writing not just with yourself in mind, but other people in mind.
Right.
But what are some of your favorite things? Like, when you are checking out a new community, what are some of the things you are looking for?
Yeah, I'm kind of nostalgic. I like an old downtown. I grew up in Marshfield, Wisconsin. They still have a lot of the downtown buildings are still in place. I love that sort of, it takes you back in time,
mm-hmm.
And usually nowadays those are becoming filled with local shops and trying to bring back the downtown in various places. There have been a few cities that I think are overlooked or maybe worthy of getting on these lists because you tend to see the same 5 or 10 cities or towns, rather. I think Ashland, Wisconsin, across the bay from Bayfield, has got a lot of potential. They've got those giant murals on all the buildings that are starting to draw people, and they do still have that old downtown. Darlington, Darlington, Wisconsin. I don't know if that's on the tourist map, but they have got a really nice downtown, and they just got a new brewery that took over. It's a coffee shop/brewery, and it's in an old service station. And they've redone that to look like it would have been back in the day, and they've got a lot of you know, artifacts and antiques from that era that makes that just a stop all by itself. But little, you know, Pecatonica River runs through town, Cheese Country Trail ends there, I think, so, or passes through at any rate. So a lot to be done in a tiny little town such as Darlington. Charming place, I would say.
Talking about the prettiest communities in Wisconsin, Kevin Revelinsky is with us. He's the author of a bunch of travel books, including Backroads and Byways of Wisconsin, Architectural Digest. Pick the prettiest community in every state. They say Bailey's Harbor here in Wisconsin. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your nomination for the prettiest, however you want to define that, community in the state. Paul is with us in Marshfield. Paul, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to nominate, Paul?
Well, I've never been to Bailey's Harbor, but I did drive through Cedarburg a couple times.
Cedarburg, yep. That makes frequently makes other lists.
What do you like there, Paul? What caught your eye?
Well, I mean, just the gorgeous downtown. There's, you know, there's a nice little brew pub set along the river there, so if that's your thing, you can sit and enjoy. You know, it's in an old, like, grist mill.
Yeah.
So you can sit and watch the water come down. You know, it's a nice sound, nice views, good beer. So if you like that, that's good. But just, it's a beautiful downtown.
It is nice with the water flowing past that really nice ambiance. And inside, they I think they have an old grist mill wheel, don't they, Paul?
Right there, yeah. You just walk by, you can sit there, and you can see the, you know, the water kind of comes down. It's diverted around from the dam, and still in its natural how it would have been used 100 years ago. And you can see the water flow right in there.
That sounds cool. Paul, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. I like that idea. Him talking about that grist mill and you with restoring that service station, taking that older building and making a cool use out of it, but still respecting the history there.
Exactly. Rather than tearing everything down and starting over, a lot of people are, you know, chosen to revitalize places. I mean, you look at like Titletown up in Green Bay taking over a train station and then a canning factory. That's really neat. It's a good way to keep some character in the town while bringing something new to the scene.
Let's take another caller. Mike is on the line in Viroqua. Mike, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to nominate, Mike?
I want to nominate Coon Valley, Wisconsin.
Coon Valley.
All right. What do you like there?
Hi. How you doing? Good.
Mike, what was your? What do you like about Coon Valley?
The Coon Creek. The valleys, it's just a gorgeous place. It's like being in Switzerland.
Okay. Thanks, Mike, for the
Swiss
call.
Another Swiss town. Hmm.
Yeah, we've got a few of those, right?
Well, that whole area of the state, you know. Other places like Algoma on the lake is nice. They've got that red lighthouse that's out towards your sunrise setting. And a few older buildings there, a winery, a brewery.
Great. Thanks for the suggestion, Mike. We'll go to Stella on the line in Sturgeon Bay. Stella, hi.
Hi. I would like to nominate the town of Rural, R-U-R-A-L.
Right, not just Rural Wisconsin in general. There is the town called Rural. Right. And what do you like about to that as a scenic town, Stella?
Well, I don't remember. I think it's on Highway 23, but I'm not sure. When we lived in Marion and went down to Madison, it was on the route down to Madison. And now you have to go off. It's been bypassed, but you have to go off it. What you do is you go in at one end of the town, and it goes. It drives along the, I think it's the Crystal River. I'm not sure of the name. Anyhow, it's along a river. The road runs along a river, and there's a beautiful park between the road and the river.
Oh, nice!
And just trees overhanging and wonderful old Victorian houses along on the other side of the road, and some very charming, like Dutch type windmill figures in the park.
Stella, thanks a lot for that. Sound like anything else you encounter around the state, Kevin?
Well, gosh, the list is long. Elkhart Lake, I think, is another fine, beautiful destination with the resorts around that lake and the Road America, Lake Geneva, of course. These are kind of obvious, though, aren't they?
Sure. That's okay, though. That's okay. I think we have time, Kevin, for one more call. Carol is with us in Chippewa Falls. Carol, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And are you, what are you nominating, Carol?
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Chippewa Falls. Okay, and make the case just briefly.
Well, we've got Line & Kugel's Brewery here. We've got a really nice little zoo and park in Irvine, and they just put up a new band shelter and stuff along the Chippewa River, and it's just really pretty.
Sounds great, Carol. A river runs through it, seems to be the theme of a lot of these,
a lot
Kevin.
Of history and a great river, so...
One thing we haven't talked about is along the Mississippi River, and I'm a sucker for it. It's a different kind of architecture there, and the bluffs and the river. It's
right.
A winning combination for me. Any favorites for you?
Potosi.
Potosi. I haven't been there.
The home of the National Brewery Museum, and allegedly the longest main street in the United States. It kind of just curls through the bluffs there down to the just about to the river. I think it's a neat place and certainly a destination. It's got the visitor center for the Great River Road. And the National Brewery Museum and the brewery itself. So,
and just our last few moments, sounds like you'd make the case for us to stop by and check out that downtown instead of just bypassing it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll leave it there, Kevin. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kevin Revelinsky, also known as the Mad Traveler. His books include Backroads and Byways of Wisconsin. He was with us to talk about the prettiest towns in the state. Thanks for your calls.